It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Which sea creatures do you think you dudes are?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I don't know. An oyster, maybe?
And you'd be the one with the black pearl.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The very unusual black pearl.
This is Marconi Award-winning...
I don't know what to do. I don't.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
No, they're very unusual. They're very valuable.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Okay, you tried to clean it up.
Okay.
On the little ticket.
Okay, let's rework some intros to the e-brake here in 2021. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. We're going to give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. You know, we have some shock jocks at work at this station. We work with one of them here on the morning show. Craig. Everyone knows what a shock jock he is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Corby is seen as sometimes the most abrasive and over-the-top radio personality. And as they were talking, I did not notice this. I don't know if y'all did, but in some of the footage of the crash site where Tiger Woods flipped outside of Los Angeles in his SUV, somebody on that afternoon crew noticed that there was a package of dried mango slices, and they got on this conversation. Mango slices, so Dan McDowell, always looking at the nutritional value of something like that, looked it up and talked about the phrase per serving, per serving. And Corby saw an opening and thought he'd try a joke.
Blake found the info for me. Looks like the carbs are a little high for my taste.
Oh, no.
Oh, he found these?
32 grams of sugar per serving. But, Bob, I'll forward this to you as well.
You feel confident, though, these were Tiger's mangoes, Blake?
It is dried mango slices.
Yeah.
It's a white bag.
Okay.
Maybe he thought it said per swerving.
I would like to see
nice. Hold on.
Nice one.
Doggone it, Corby.
Nice one. Got any more?
What? I was trying to figure out a mango
the day after?
Garth Brooks joke.
Right now?
See, Mino, your drops right are inappropriate and awful. Go ahead, Dan.
So you're saying that was all a drop right there?
What are you saying?
Yeah, it was a drop.
That's what I'm asking.
Play it again, but
6 years ago.
Backmask it.
What are you saying?
Play again.
What a terrible cover-up attempt by Corby. At least Bob was trying to be the good teammate and just kind of move on and gloss over it. And then Dan, wow, hang on a second. Wow.
It was dark, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Pretty funny line.
Quality construction.
It's the day after, sir.
Okay, he's still alive. All right, it was unfortunate and... Humor is going to be part of the thing that gets Tiger through this.
Okay.
So
here's Corby's defense attorney from rant fame. All right, one more time.
Blake found the info for me. Looks like the carbs are a little high for my taste.
Oh, no.
Oh, he found these?
32 grams of sugar per serving. But, Bob, I'll forward this to you as well.
You feel confident, though, these were Tiger's mangoes? Blake?
It is dried mango slices.
It's
a white bag.
Okay.
Maybe he thought it said per swerving.
I would like to see...
nice. Hold on.
Nice one.
Doggone it, Corby.
Nice one.
Doggone it.
Got any more?
I was trying to figure out a mango...
The day after?
Garth Brooks joke.
Right now?
See, Mino, your drops are inappropriate and awful. Go ahead, Dan.
So you're saying that was all a drop right there?
What are you saying?
Yeah, it was a drop.
That's what I'm asking.
Play it again, but
6 years ago.
Boy, that's his rant training coming into the view there.
I've got my Corby lighter so far up in the air right now.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
What are you saying? Go ahead, Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Playing a drop.
Gracefully letting Dan go ahead there.
Well, I still love the part of Bob just going ahead and trying to get everyone to the line of scrimmage and run the play. And Corby, you have to jump offside that much. There is Corby as candidate number one. Candidate number two,
is it a goose, Sam?
Rick Goslin, who joins Norman D every week. And This is not, I don't think this should have stopped them down, but boy, did they lay out on Goose and making a reference to the movie Slapshot, which they've gone back and watched because, come to think of it, Mike and Donovan, Norm, had not seen it. And that's obvious as the way they lay out on the Goose.
It's one thing to play goal in the National Hockey League. It's another thing to be a human dartboard. And that's what he was last night. That was for two periods. Not a very good effort at all.
Hey, he looked like the goalie from Slapshot.
So, Goose.
You guys remember Slapshot, don't you?
What do you make of the news out of the AAC, the other team, the other occupants,
so
with
awkward.
KP having...
Boy, okay. They didn't even roll with that. I mean, that's the Goose threw it out there, but yeah. Boy, they really laid out on him.
Like, why not even a courtesy laugh?
Yes. Right, just kind of a huh. And then let him finish his point about yeah. How bad the Stars were.
Okay, we all have to spackle over bad jokes every once in a while.
Right, yeah.
Help just, him out.
Yeah.
It kind of sounded like nobody was paying attention to Goose.
Right.
Well, Donovan was talking to Julie at the time.
Okay. Distracted broadcasting. That's what we have here.
Oh, what happened to multitasking? I thought everybody was so great at it.
Some are better than others.
Donovan's not. Let's hear that one more time.
It's one thing to play goal in the National Hockey League. It's another thing to be a human dartboard. And that's what he was last night. That was for two periods. Not a very good effort at all.
Hey, he looked like the goalie from Slapshot.
So, Goose.
You guys remember Slapshot, don't you?
What do you make of the news out of the AAC, the other team?
It's so awkward. Let's just move on to the Mavericks, because I have no idea what you're talking about right now. Never even heard of the movie Slapshot. Oh, man. Goose, I feel you. I once brought up Cruella DeVille, and these guys laid out on me, and I think that may have even been the first e-break way back in the day.
I think that kicked off this whole segment.
I think
so.
It did, yeah. So be careful about your movie references. Candidate number three, how about somebody who's not listening to the show, The Hardline, relies on Ty Walker when they start worrying about somebody's net worth? Junior, he plays your role of what does CelebrityNetWorth.com have to say about it?
I'm a fan of Ty's.
Yeah. And he was not listening and was not ready.
Lady Gaga's net worth, I will put it at $150 million.
It's probably pretty good.
Am I lowballing it? Could this be like a $500 million chick?
I'm going to say,
yeah, you might be lowballing.
I'm going to go right to 100.
I'm going to go quarter bill, $250 million.
Okay, actual retail price, Ty.
I'm sorry, what? Hell yeah.
Lady Gaga's celebrity net worth.
I'm busy in here doing sporty stuff.
Yeah, but are you?
Yeah. Okay, let me get off YouTube. Are you porn?
All right, I'm at 150.
Damn.
I'm at 150. You got it?
I'm low. 320.
Yeah, dude.
320.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Ty. Definitely not listening to the show.
320 surprised you a little bit?
No.
You thought higher?
Gordon? No, I think all of those figures are kind of inflated on the celebrity net worth figures because
maybe.
I think people are really misled by the net worth thing because it's not they can't really get a hold of that money. It's not like liquid money that they have,
mm-hmm.
particularly for people like Bezos and
yeah, but it still
Elon
counts
Musk
as your net
stuff
worth.
Like that. Yeah,
if
but
if you own something, it may not be you may not have liquidated it, but you
I
still
think,
own it.
But I think us commoners look at someone like Elon Musk and go, look at that. He has $350 billion or whatever it is. But if he sold any of it, he tanks the value of the rest of it. And so it goes down. He's still rich by any stretch of the imagination. It's just that the actual numerical figure is misleading.
We just had the conversation about celebrity net worth in the Larry King talk last week, and I thought we agreed that...
To disagree.
Okay. I think they're more accurate than you guys think. Obviously, they don't get all of these down to the penny, but we had the Kevin Costner conversation.
I heard from one celebrity
this
who
week?
Said that it was overinflated for their
all right.
in their estimation.
We'll come back to that.
That's one. But we got a vote at 888-787-1310. Is it Corby, Goose, or Ty? You tell us. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You might on your radio.
Unreal.
Hey, it's fake Natalie Maines.
Hey, Neesers, I want to vote for the friendly culprit, just so you know.
It is 2021. We're updating the show.
No, we're not. No, we're not. She's a loyal listener.
It's not a she. It's not even a she.
You don't know how.
Why are you assuming gender, Gordon?
Yeah.
He assigned gender. He said she.
Yeah, we both did.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, musers. It's E-Break Man. And here's the band Gordon doesn't just talk about just enough. Here comes Corby with a joke on his mind. Yeah, E-Break inside. Corby is just one of us on E-Break inside.
It's not really an acoustic song.
E-Break Man does bring up the point. You don't talk about NXS nearly enough.
That's one of my favorite things that has happened this week. This group's trying to force me to talk about things more.
Hey, why don't you talk about this
Gordon
more,
doesn't Gordon. Talk about that near enough.
All right, thank you, E-Break Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Norman.
Okay.
Norman.
That's a goose vote.
I guess a goose. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
In an effort to become less white, I have ordered myself a penis pump. Give me Corby.
Okay. What is that a reference to?
I don't know. Hello, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
Hey, this is Fruit Tiger Woods. I'm doing well, and I vote for David and Donnie.
Terrible Tiger.
I don't know. You don't know what happened to him after the accident. He may have had a voice injury.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on amateur radio?
Here like she is again.
I'd like to responsibly vote for Tiger's driving instructor, Corby.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, is this AM ticket?
Yep.
Hey, can you tell Gordon Keith to quit doing liberal stories on transgender potato heads, and I'll hang up and listen.
I'm sure I'll hear that.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, guys, it's the Influencer. Sorry I haven't been so active. Early morning baseball is kicking my butt.
No, is this Dade?
He's a baseball player.
Yes, sir. And I'd like to vote for Corby.
Wow, his voice is getting deeper.
Changed.
How old are you now?
How funny.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Corby Davidson.
Blake found the info for me. Looks like the carbs are a little high for my taste.
Oh, no.
Oh, he found these?
32 grams of sugar per serving. But, Bob, I'll forward this to you as well.
You feel confident, though, these were Tiger's mangoes? Blake?
It is dried mango slices.
It's a white bag.
Okay.
Maybe he thought it said per swerving.
I would like to see.
Nice. Hold on.
Nice one.
Doggone it, Corby.
Nice one. Got any more?
I was trying to figure out a mango.
The day after?
Garth Brooks joke.
Right now?
See, Mino, your drops are inappropriate and awful. Go ahead, Dan.
So you're saying that was all a drop right there?
What are you saying?
Yeah, it was a drop.
That's what I'm asking.
Play it again, but
6 years ago.
Backmask it.
Corby had three beautiful parries there.
The rant pennant is out on the Gordo side of the bunker.
and I love when, after Corby drops that bomb, then he turns courteous. Go ahead, Dan.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yes.
Golly. Oh, man, we've seen that playbook before. How many wins is that for Corby?
That is his 73rd win. He's 46 behind Norman Ho Chi Minh Hitzkus.
Okay. Way to go, Corby. All right, bye.